Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Taco Bell Trendfest cereal. Mm. That's something, right? People will know that means
Trendamin twists, cinnamon trends.
Trendamin twists. Yeah, I wanted to hold off on that because just the idea of Taco Bell breakfast cereal is so fucked up. It's such a weird picture in your mind until you find out that it's cinnamon twists.
In my mind, it's just a bunch of dried beans, tortilla chip strips, and like loose shredded cheese, and then you pour milk on it,
and the globs ground beef actually get nice and moist once you pour the milk in.
Yeah They really activate, they really take on a life of its own. Oof.
Bran flakes, Dorito flavored marshmallows, hunks of ground beef. And then instead of pouring milk, you just pour in sour cream. So Taco Bell is dropping a cereal on all of our asses, and it is Cinnamon Twist cereal. The best possible. They did the right one.
I miss a Cinnamon Twist.
Yeah. It's not going to be made widely available because, you know, it's one of those, like, fast food activations, but...
Honestly, you know, Taco Bell, I'm off this. You have to be a little bit, it has to hit every corner, every segment of society, or else it's just bullshit.
Yeah, what are we even doing here?
Couldn't even get Appalachian sipping cream over in this side of the Ozarks. You know what I mean? The fuck is going on?
It was bullshit.
It's all bullshit, man.
Although we did, ultimately, didn't
we? Yeah, I mean, shout out to Dr. JP. They came through with, they broke me off with some of their Eggo sipping cream that they ordered online and brought me a little mason jar.
How was it?
I'm not gonna lie, I can't bring myself to drink it.
It really looks like Coffee Mate. It looks like Coffee Mate, like alcohol infused Coffee Mate.
Yeah,
feels like the vibe.
I think it's just also too, like, I need to buy, I want to see it in the jar. I want that full experience. Like, it feels, and no, look, Dr. JP, I know you're listening. I love you, fam, and I appreciate you bringing me the jar. But there's something about it when I look at it in my refrigerator, because it's not labeled. It sounds like, you know, like when Smeagol looks at the ring and it's like, like that's what the vibe I get from the sipping cream. Yeah. So
the sipping cream is calling your name.
Yeah.
But not in a, not in a kind way, in a way that makes you think that you're going to lose your grasp of sanity.
Yeah.
I guess there was Wendy's Frosty cereal. Which I'm okay. I don't need that shit at all.
No.
Personally.
No.
It was like a Cocoa Puff style cereal.
Don't eat it.
Anyways, I could see. Yeah. No, I think Cinnamon Twist is probably, if I had to come up with like the breakfast cereal fast food combination, and this is what Taco Bell is.
Yeah,
you know. So I'm
trying to think,
I'm here
what
for
else?
It. Well done, Taco Bell.
Yeah.
So there's a story that our man in Canada, our writer J.M. McNabb, flagged for us. That's a lot of fun. It is about 38-year-old Brian Paré of Quebecois, who of Quebec. Quebecois would be what he is.
Yes, thank you.
Who was known on the internet for routinely posting conspiracy theories accusing the government of deliberately starting forest fires to trick people into believing in climate change.
So the logic here is that the reason we have forest fires is an op so the government can get y'all all in on this idea of climate change.
Yes. Okay. They want you to believe in climate change, so they're starting, they're intentionally starting forest fires.
Got it.
Unfortunately, for the credibility of that claim, he just pled guilty to 13 counts of arson and one count of arson with disregard for human life because he was, let me just check this, starting forest fires.
Okay. That does a bit for your, that doesn't do well for your conspiracy theory there. What was your name? Brian Paré? Yeah. Well, I mean, at least he was, I guess, manifesting. In one sense of the word, if I'm trying to find a
yeah,
positive.
That's one way to call it. He was witness, like, they started to get suspicious because so many of the fires were happening in the same areas in a short period of time, seemingly with no natural cause. And he was a witness to a lot of them. They're like, wait, what was this motherfucker? Like, Canada is huge, right? Like, we all live here. Canada's pretty big, right? Why does this motherfucker always happen to be around every time there's a fire? So he became a suspect specifically because of his interest in fires, including those Facebook posts. Some right-wing media pundits have tried to turn this news into evidence that the government shouldn't have been so quick to blame climate change for the forest fires, which is very stupid. because... First of all, there were more than 700 forest fires in Quebec this summer, and 99.9% of the fires were sparked by lightning. And second of all, his version of how the fires came about, he was arrested back in September and admitted to starting some of the fires, but only because he was doing tests to find out whether the forest was really dry or not. So he sparked the fires to test the hypothesis that the forest was dry from climate change. The forest responded by being so dry due to climate change that it immediately burst into flames and started like devastating forest fires that could be seen like
from
a country
space.
Over like in the smoke. He was conducting an experiment and got the results in dramatic fashion, and the dramatic results are climate change is indeed very bad and causing forest fires.
Do we have any idea if he's come around now that like it's true? He's like, you know what?
We haven't gotten
you know what, my honor? After these experiments and the way the results that I did yield from them, I must say, I believe that maybe, yeah, they are dry as fuck, my honor. And maybe it's climate change. So I'm willing to own that.
Yeah. This is one of the great experiments we've seen conducted by the right wing. One of the great ones since that flat earther fired himself into the atmosphere and crashed back to Earth and died. Proving, I think probably the last thing he saw was, oh shit,
that shit
it's
curved.
Not flat.
This shit curved.
And then, then, yeah. So,
hey, well.
You hate to see it.
To all the pioneering scientists out there, your contributions have not gone in vain. Except for this guy who caused tens of thousands
except
of people
for this
to
guy
have to
who
yeah,
who's killed complete... countless animals and endangered lives and
Be a danger to yourself. Like go burn your own shit down. You know what I mean? Like at least the guy in the fucking rocket ship, like that was a purely self-generated L.
Right. All right. There's some fake news from the past week. The AP has been doing this service where they drop a story that is like news that didn't happen this week. Here are some stories that you might have heard. I don't think I had heard any of these in particular, although this first one. So the first one is about the tunnels that the Hasidic community was digging. And the rumor was that these were being used for human trafficking.
Of course.
Whereas, you know, it was actually being used to live the truth that tunnels are fucking cool, as we previously reported. But because anti-Semitism never sleeps, they tried to cram some anti-Semitic tropes in there and make it about like sneaky tunnels used to
transport. Well, because like it's one of those things, they're like pointing to like a report of like sexual abuse, like in a synagogue, and they're like, and that means anytime this happens. And I'm like, well, you know, it's like with the Catholic Church, where there's like enough, like that you could be like, I guess maybe, but also like, is that immediately what we're jumping to here? Because based on what all the people in the community are saying, it was simply a dispute over the rabbi there being the Messiah and trying to expand the footprint of this specific temple. But yeah, of course, because as you say,
and wanting a cool place to study.
Study where you can like smoke cigs down there. You know what I mean? Play the fucking music your mom wants you to turn down and shit. Yeah, dude, that's what we're doing.
That's right. Another fake story came about because there were two comedians who dressed up as Trump supporters to film the Stop the Steal rally back on January 6th. And that's being used by MAGA people being like, see, the attacks were an inside job.
oh, my God.
Because these two YouTube comedians went undercover. That must mean that they started the whole thing. It does not mean that. And then... another big story, a 44-year-old migrant named Sahil Omar was identified as the suspect in an explosion at a historic hotel in Fort Worth, Texas. This is big news because he was also identified as the suspect behind the shooting at UNLV last month.
Oh, okay. Okay, great.
Turns out he doesn't exist.
What?
The explosion was a natural gas explosion caused presumably by deregulation and corporate carelessness. You'll find out more about that on tomorrow's episode when we talk about Boeing.
So they just made up a fucking guy? Or like how does this person...
They using the same guy. They're just like late. They're copy and pasting the same 44-year-old migrant named Sahil Omar.
So he's like the Alan Smithy of like xenophobic...
Yeah, they just
like,
need a... When you need a 44-year-old migrant to blame something on, this is your guy.
Right. For people who don't know, Alan Smithy is like a pseudonym that people use in show business to be like, I didn't write that or direct that.
Yeah, when a director like makes something and it get like they lose control of it or it turns out to be a big piece of shit, they will be like, this was actually directed by Alan Smithy.
Alan Smithy film.
I think American History X is probably the best known movie that was directed by Alan Smithy.
Really?
Edward Norton kind of took over control of that from the director. And so the director was like, not me. Couldn't be me. Must have been that fellow Alan Smithy.
Yeah.
Let's take a quick break. We'll come right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
And we're back.
We're back.
And the cold weather in Chicago is exposing some failed design features on Teslas that this is a little bit satisfying for me as somebody who has, like, you know, gotten into a Tesla before where I didn't know how to work the door handle and felt like a complete fool trying to open the door handle. Oh. Like, hitting it, it doesn't respond.
I'm telling you, I was radicalized against Teslas the first time I tried to get in somebody's Tesla. Like, I remember getting picked up by one of, like, it was me and Her Majesty, and like her homegirl's husband, like, has a Tesla, and then pulled up. The way I looked like a time traveling peasant from the Middle Ages trying to open, like, just being like, this is completely confounding me, my lord. And it's just like, press on the stick and then, like, move the little flap and then it opens. And I was like, man, this shit made me look dumb as fuck, bro. Fuck these cars. Just like immediately, like, no.
Yeah.
Thank you. Shout out to my fragile ego.
Well, it turns out our fragile egos were right.
Thank
Miles,
you.
Because these handles don't fucking work when it's cold outside.
No.
It's, you know, you get a little ice on the outside of your car. I've definitely had this before where I go to open the door of my car and it's like frozen shut.
Right.
But you just have to like yank on it a little bit. With these, like the door handles, like you need to like start chipping away at the ice. There's no way to like reach in there.
No.
Not very helpful.
No, the clips that are going around are a lot of people being like, okay, so ice is completely frozen over my door handle and the door. So like maybe once after I've excavated the handle with my fingernails and bloody fingertips, I can then get the fucking handle to activate. But then at which point the like little pneumatic lever that's pushing the door open can't even fucking do it because the rest of my door is frozen solid shut. It's just wild to see because there's also the superchargers. Those places were completely like malfunctioning because of the super cold temperature and like people's like their cars are basically dying as they were waiting to get in line for a supercharger. But unfortunately this has created a huge wave of like conservatives like on the internet being like, and this is why I'll always keep burning petroleum in my earthfucker car. So not the best,
right.
Not the best ad for Tesla, but you know.
So why my car belches black smoke.
Exactly.
That's the only way to do it.
Except when there's a software update and then that completely bricks my car. But it's still a fucking Ford.
Right. I'm sure there's a way to make e-vehicles and, you know, that work and aren't shitty. And we will get there.
Totally.
Soon
I
enough.
Think but a lot of the people...
I'm assuming they won't be made by Elon Musk.
Well, yeah. A lot of the people who have been, like, who are... like know about it, they're like, oh, people should be doing this before and that helps a lot, like, because I think there might be a lot of people who have, I don't know, I mean, like, I get it, like the battery life is the range definitely goes down when it's super cold, but like, you know, it seems like there's ways around it, but hey, That's why I'm over here without the Tesla. And I'm look, like I said, I'm an aspiring Lambo owner, and this shit would never happen in a Lambo.
That's right. Lambos handle extremely well in icy conditions.
Oh, yeah.
We all
oh, yeah.
know that.
Oh, yeah.
All right. This is something I hadn't really experienced, but apparently the U.S. Federal Highway Administration is having to put a stop to humorous highway signs.
Oh.
Have you seen a humorous highway sign?
I have.
Like some examples. Use your blinker in Massachusetts. Don't drive Star Spangled Hammered. I'm assuming that's on 4th of July. Hocus Pocus, drive with focus.
Oh, I like that.
For Halloween.
I feel like I saw one that was having to do with like smoking weed, like in Oregon or maybe Washington or something. I saw like one like that that was very like, hey, stoner, don't lose your boner while you're driving. I don't know if it said that exactly, really? But it was something to that effect. I mean, I haven't seen nothing about a boner, but
yeah.
It was, again, like one of these sort of punny, rhymey kind of things.
Yeah. One that I'm seeing a picture for here is driving fast and furious. That's ludicrous.
Okay. Yeah, shut it down.
Yes. So Cousin Eddie says Twitter's full. Put down the phone was one in Mississippi.
Yikes.
That one sucks.
Yeah.
I guess it's a reference to Christmas Vacation.
Yeah.
For some reason, like my brain went to TGIF, and I think I mixed Cousin Larry and Eddie from
Family Matters. Oh yeah.
In my head. Yeah.
That's
maybe Yoda uses the Force, but still needs a car seat. No, the fuck he doesn't.
No,
but
he
okay.
doesn't.
Y'all were just like trying to get in on the Mandalorian.
I like getting like actualing the fucking like Star Wars lore of a sign. No.
Yeah.
Please. Let's hold on.
Yeah.
You shut all the fucking traffic down to get everyone's attention. He does not need a car seat. He's in a floating carriage orb type situation, which he absolutely doesn't need. He has full control of the Force anyway. And also his name is Grogu.
Right. This is a real Alien versus Predator situation where whoever wins, we all lose because
right.
you, on the one hand, you have the buzzkill U.S. Federal Highway Administration who are like, you must not make your signs this funny. They are a distraction. And on the other hand, you have like the office comedians who are writing these things.
Right.
These just like labored pop culture references.
Yeah.
Almost definitely people who say that's what she said five times a day still to this day, you know?
Yeah. Or do like love to make fart sounds with their mouths all the time. Like,
right.
You just rip one, pal. It's like, dude, come on.
Yeah.
You're fucking 30,000 years old, please.
Yeah.
I almost said 39 and just self-owned there.
Dude, you're 39. You
39
old fuck.
You're doing fart noises. Yeah. I think they're funny still.
Did you censor that for me? You didn't want to hurt my feelings?
No,
that was kind of you.
No, I was just realizing I was just going to just completely roast myself.
Mm.
I was protecting me, Jack.
I learned it from watching you, okay? another one. Texting and driving, say it. I'm the problem, it's me.
Oh, okay. All right, Taylor.
I do feel like these would be a little bit of a distraction. On the other hand, maybe they are more likely to get my attention. I would probably get a little annoyed after I saw it for like the fifth time.
Yeah. But like, have you ever been moved by a clever pun to actually change your like reckless behavior? Like at the peak of my like boozing and drug use or something in college, and I saw a sign like that, I'd be like, that shit is funny. I'm going harder now.
Turn around to the back seat fully to talk about it.
Exactly. Fucking hands completely off the wheel and be like, should I go around? I'll pull back around, dude. I'll go over this fucking K rail. I don't care.
Some of the people are like, actually, we're having a lot of success with these signs in Mississippi, which harness the power of, which is the ones that did the Taylor Swift sign. And then you've got the federal regulators who are like, how funny is too funny? This is a distraction. So
yeah.
The people who are pro say funny triggers more brain activity among participants. The people who are like, that shit is distracting. It's too damn funny. I think the big lesson is everybody involved has a bad sense of humor. And maybe we need to find like other creative outlets for these people. Like,
yeah.
Maybe we give them like some improv lessons or something, improv or just, classes for the office.
Or maybe let's not simplify like that the solution to the scourge of like horrific drunk driving accidents is to get somebody to like think of Fast and Furious and a ludicrous pun. Like maybe we can do a little bit better than that. Like maybe dealing, never mind. I was about to say dealing with root causes. I'll just shut up now.
Anyways, the conclusion that we're dealing with is signs should be simple and not include humor, wit, or pop culture references, which, like, I can't imagine, like, the people involved in these meetings, like, the arguments must be pretty demoralizing.
To have to seriously debate that, and then they say stuff like, well, there was increased brain activity. Dude, what? This is not serious at all. Please, can we do something actually effective here? But amazing. I love a good pun.
All right. Well, those are some of the things that are trending on this January 17th. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye. Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.